The nuclear power plant in Plymouth will be permanently shut down at the end of next month. For 46 years, the Pilgrim plant has generated electricity, high-paying jobs, and intense controversy over safety and its environmental impact. Pilgrim went into service just one day after a nuclear station in Vermont, and both the Pilgrim and Vermont Yankee reactors were the same make and model, GE Mark I. Since 2002, they've had the same owner, Entergy. But Vermont Yankee closed 5 years ago. In part two of our series on the coming shutdown in Plymouth, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman looks at the impact the Vermont Yankee shutdown has had on the community that hosted it.
A freight train loaded with plywood and construction boulders heads south from Canada, rumbling past Vernon, Vermont. Population 2,206. Located in the southeastern corner of the state bordering Massachusetts and New Hampshire, the town is known as the gateway to the Green Mountains.
Vernon is a small farming town, three churches, a really low-key, down-to-earth community.
Town clerk Tim Arsenal is a third-generation Vernon resident. Here, Yankee grit and thrift is alive and well.
Maybe a little conservative, but that's okay because, you know, change should come slow with respect to looking back at the past and making sure that we don't make a lot of mistakes as we move forward.
But change would happen quickly to Vernon. In the 1960s, state utilities constructed the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Station on what was the old Williams Dairy Farm along the Connecticut River. And that past is still very much a presence in town.
My family actually moved here to work at the plant when it was being built. That's how we ended up in the area.
Michelle Pong's father retired from Vermont Yankee. She used to do work there during summer school vacations. Now Pong is Vernon Town Administrator.
I think Vermont Yankee was a lot of Vernon's identity. We were known for being the host community to a nuclear power plant. You know, they're few and far between. I mean, it's been here for 40 years.
Vermont Yankee could have continued operating for another 20 years. Federal regulators renewed the operating license through 2032. But the end came a lot sooner than just about anyone expected or hoped. In 2012, on the day the new license took effect, 1,000 anti-nuclear demonstrators converged on the Brattleboro headquarters of Entergy. It was the company that owned the aging Vermont Yankee plant. The Vernon reactor was the same model as those that melted down in Japan's Fukushima disaster the previous year. Protesters demanded Yankee had to go. They said it was unsafe. Part of the cooling tower had collapsed, and radiation was found leaking into the ground and water. Then, in a surprise move just months later, Entergy announced it was closing Vermont Yankee. The plant shut down in December 2014 and disconnected from the grid. Senior reactor operator Kevin Murphy remembers that last day.
I was the control room supervisor when we shut the plant down. You know, we operated the plant safely, we shut the plant down safely, but there was nothing physically wrong with the plant. It was an economic decision.
Entergy says it was declining profits, not protests, that led to the decision to prematurely close Vermont Yankee. Nuclear-generated electricity couldn't compete with plants powered by cheap natural gas. Jonathan Cooper, research director with the Vermont-based Institute for Nuclear Host Communities, says running a nuclear station is a lot more expensive and requires more workers than operating other power plants.
Solar field, you maybe need 24. You know, if you're looking at coal, it's about 250. Nothing tops nuclear in terms of total jobs.
It took 600 workers to operate Vermont Yankee. Average salary, over $100,000 a year. 2.5 times the typical job in the region. Total payroll, about $70 million a year. Nuclear plants, even a relatively small one like Vermont Yankee, have outsized regional economic and social impacts. Vernon was at the epicenter.
Nuclear power plants live someplace, and it's remarkable how alone a community can feel because there's only so many of these nuclear power plants in the United States.
Vernon was one of about 60 nuclear host communities in the country where federal regulators oversee virtually every aspect of a plant's construction and operation. But nuclear host community researcher John Cooper says when Vermont Yankee shut down, the small town of Vernon was largely on its own.
When you went to pick up the phone to call someone, there was no one to call. You know, these are commercial reactors now. They are largely in the private sector, and it's a private sector issue.
I call the meeting to order.
It was up to Vernon's select board to quickly plot a post-nuclear host community course.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
The board meets monthly in the basement of the building that serves as Vernon's town hall and library.
The biggest impact, obviously, that happened on the town of Vernon was financial.
Josh Unruh is chairman of the select board.
We lost, you know, several hundreds of thousands of dollars in property tax revenue. And for a town of 2,200 people, that's a huge hit.
Vermont Yankee was and still is the town's largest taxpayer by a lot. At the start, it paid 95% of Vernon's property taxes. When it shut down, it was more than half of the town's budget, about $1 million. The select board hired a consultant and a lawyer.
Entergy didn't want to leave us in a lurch and go from, you know, this amount down to nothing. So we had a step-down program with them over the course of this tax agreement so the town could adjust and make the changes that it needed to make to survive.
The six-year agreement was half what the company had paid before Vermont Yankee shut down. The deal ends next year. Meanwhile, Vernon real estate values have declined 20%. While local property taxes have risen 20%, so the town eliminated the maintenance and police departments. It contracted with the county sheriff to patrol just 20 hours a day. There were cuts in the library budget and programs at the rec center and Olympic-sized pool. Entergy stopped making donations to local nonprofits and cut funding for Vernon's annual fireworks show.
And that was one of the big things that brought our community together every year. You know, doing carnival games at our pool and all that kind of thing, and then spent the evening together watching the fireworks that were provided by Entergy.
My family's been living here in town for six generations. I mean, they've been a real good neighbor.
Jeff Dunkley raises 650 dairy cows, crops 700 acres, and is a member of the Vernon Select Board.
What's sad is the loss of a lot of the people, the employees there that, you know, they volunteered. They could be a baseball coach for youth baseball teams or church functions or whatever. So the fabric has been lost, not just the money.
Anybody who's from the area lost friends when this plant closed.
Vernon Town Administrator Michelle Pong.
I mean, not only did we lose employees from the power plant and their families, but there were businesses in town that closed that really relied heavily on business from Vermont Yankee.
When the nuclear power plant shut down, Vernon's only store, the general store, soon closed.
It's been a big downer for the town. I mean, it's depressing for everybody here.
Peggy Farbaugh and her husband Ken, who used to work at the Yankee plant, owned Vermont Woods Studios. Their high-end furniture business is good. Sales are mostly online. She misses the general store.
We're a rural town. We don't have a town center, so you went there for your milk, for your beer, for your sandwiches. There used to be like a little restaurant where you could have breakfast. And so that's where you connected with all your neighbors. We're going to come back. This town is going to come back. It's just been a difficult transition for us.
Vernon was fine before VY, and it'll be fine after VY.
Vernon Town Planner Bob Spencer says officials have begun negotiations with North Star, the company that bought Vermont Yankee. As North Star decommissions the plant, the select board wants it to continue the payments Entergy was making, help build a proper town center, and develop the cleaned-up nuclear site.
We have an infrastructure in place with a rail siding and a town, probably most importantly, that supports some sort of industrial or commercial reuse of that site.
Slowly, the trauma of losing the town's biggest employer and taxpayer is passing. A new general store has opened in Vernon, but it's smaller and less conveniently located. Steve Skibniowski worked at Vermont Yankee before it started operating in 1972 and still works at the shuttered plant part-time as a radiation inspector.
It was Panic City here when we first heard that the plant was shutting down, because we didn't know what was going to happen. But now we're into it. It's already, 5 years since the plant shut down. We're beginning to see that we can, in fact, survive into the future and that there is a future for Vernon. And I think Pilgrim, Plymouth, and wherever else plants are shutting down, you know, probably experience the same thing.
But each nuclear power plant is unique. And when one shuts down, its host community must deal with the outsized impacts in its own unique way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.